Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 289. And then following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 289. The past is over. It can touch me not. Unless the past is over in my mind, the real world must escape my sight. For I am really looking nowhere, seeing but what is not there. How can I then perceive the world forgiveness offers, when the past was made to hide it? For the world forgiveness offers can only be looked on now. It has no past. For what can be forgiven but the past? And if it is forgiven, it is gone. Father, let me not look upon a past that is not there. For you have offered me your own replacement. In a present world, the past has left untouched and free of sin. Here is the end of guilt, and here am I made ready for your final step. Shall I demand that you wait longer for your son to find the loveliness you planned to be the end of all of his dreams and all his pain? Amen. The past is over. It can touch me not. As I contemplate this lesson, the first line really explains my experience in meditation and walking meditation. When I find myself move out of the present moment and into past thoughts, getting involved with thoughts in the mind. And the line in the lesson says, unless the past is over in my mind, the real world must escape my sight. And that's what happens when I get engaged with a thought that comes up into the mind. I become so engaged with the thought that I completely move out of awareness of the present moment. It gets stuck in only being aware of that thought stream. It's like awareness has narrowed down to just a sliver, to be only aware of that thought stream. And it says in the lesson that when that happens, that I am really looking nowhere, seeing something that isn't there. The past is over. It cannot touch me. This lesson also talks about the end of guilt. The past is over, it can touch me not. That is the end of guilt. Last night I had dreams, and my brother, who had passed away earlier this year, was in them. Although I don't remember the dream's content, I know he was in them. And upon awakening, when I was still in that kind of not awake but not asleep state, I looked back with the heart at the end part of his life, and I was seeing only the things that he did out of selflessness. I was looking through a filter of seeking only love. For example, he moved back to this part of the country to be near my parents, and he spent every Sunday with my mom, and he trained a dog for therapy work and would take the dog into hospice and spend time with the people there with the dog. And I was just looking back, and I saw he adored his wife and would call her his angel. And I could, for the first time, really see how much he loved. And looking at his life and just seeing the love and selflessness was healing. Because before that, I had looked at him with a different filter. I was looking at him with a mixed filter from the very old past to the most recent past. And there were judgments that the mind was holding on to, which the mind was telling me was the truth. But just reviewing the very last part with the heart was very healing, allowing me to let go of any of these past judgments, laying those aside as not the truth, and ending the guilt that I was holding. And now, sitting presently, just with the peacefulness of selfless love, the oneness that I found through this forgiveness, the oneness that we are, letting go of believing I could be anything but love, as it is presented through my brothers and sisters. This is the end of guilt. The past is over. It can hurt me not. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to let go of the past, to let go of all the guilt, to realize that in every way I have presented myself to myself was only out of love. Selfless love. I am so grateful for when the heart opens up and the mind relaxes, and I can see into the truth. Thank you. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, I will read a Locke Kelly meditation in preparations for him joining with us later today in the sanctuary. This comes from his book, Shift into Freedom, found on page 29, Glimpse 2, which is called Awake Awareness is Aware Without Using Thought. Simply close your eyes while allowing your awareness to remain open and be within. Begin to feel your breath from within your body. Feel your whole body from within, while breathing is happening by itself for 3 breaths. Take a moment to see what is here now. Notice how your body is feeling. Is it uncomfortable? Comfortable? Agitated? Relaxed? Tired? Or neutral? Just let your body be as it is without changing anything. Now simply notice the awareness that is already accepting your body as it feels. Feel the awareness in which these sensations are happening. become interested in activity of your mind and thoughts. Just be aware of whether your thoughts are agitated, calm, tired, emotional, anxious, or neutral. Without changing anything, allow your mind and thoughts to be as they are. Now notice the space in which thoughts are moving. Be interested in the awareness instead of the thoughts. Notice how awareness allows your mind to be as it is without changing anything. Begin to notice that awake awareness is alert, clear, and non-judgmental. See also that awareness is not tired, anxious, or in pain. Notice that awake awareness is all around and inherent within your body and within your mind. Instead of being identified with the states of your body or mind, or trying to accept or change them, simply become interested in what is aware and accepting. What is awareness like that is already accepting of things as they are, right here and now? Notice the awareness of the next sound you hear. Does awareness have a location or size? What is it like to be aware of experiences from this pain and thought-free awareness? Now simply be aware of the awareness that is free from the contents of your mind and the sensations in your body. Hang out as awareness without going up to thought or down to sleep. Be the awareness that welcomes your sensations and thoughts. Notice that awareness is not separate from thoughts, feelings, and sensations. Just let go of focusing on any one thing. See everything without particularizing. Rest as the awareness that is aware without using thought. Can you see how no thought or feeling is solid? Can Can you see that awareness does not come and go? Simply let be and remain uncontracted and undistracted without effort. Thank you for joining with me and letting go of the past and remaining present with love and an open heart and an open mind. Namaste.